Yes, princess, you are free. Your nightmare is over.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Yes, yes. How about a kiss?
What?
It's Monday, September 14th, and you are listening to episode number 14 of Just Nerd Stuff Podcast. My name is Corey, and these are my co-hosts.
Sure.
Jacob.
Have your plungers and hard hats at the ready, because today's review is Super Mario Maker for the Wii U, where that challenging underground level you've been dreaming of creating comes to life. And in the news, we have our first attempt at Pokemon in real life, There Is a God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm still not convinced.
I don't know.
It's just the first attempt.
We'll talk about it more, but
yeah, we'll get in there. So thank you all for tuning in with us today, downloading our podcast. Jacob, I haven't seen you all week.
I know. I've been doing a thing or two.
What's a thing or two?
Is it one or two?
Couple things.
So it's two.
So it's more than two.
No, a couple is two.
A couple is two. If he said a clan.
What do you guys want to know?
I don't know. I just want to know what you do in your life. You keep me out.
All right. Well, last weekend was Labor Day weekend, so I didn't have class on Monday.
I'm already bored. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so, anyway.
So let's get on with the show.
Fine.
We love you, Jacob.
We're starting today.
We've missed you.
We're starting today with Look, It's a Thing. And Kurt played a very interesting game this week. Which I just sat down and I just pretty much watched because,
I mean, okay,
horror games aren't my thing. We know this.
So for everybody who wants to know, I played the video game Until Dawn for the first time. That game.
Oh my God!
It's not so much a really a game as it is more of an experience.
Yeah.
It's pretty much like a movie.
Thanks for taking my line. I'm the one that said that. I mean, not recorded on
It's basically like you're playing a movie. It really isn't much of a game. You follow the story, you figure out things, and you basically, like, the game changes based on what your fears are. The game is designed to make you terrified.
Yeah, it's your classic horror movie cliche type story.
Oh, yeah, like, there's many cliches.
I sat and watched you play it for about an hour and a half, and I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I'd have to, in order to be scared, I'd have to be, like, sitting in my room playing it in the dark by myself at, like, you know, midnight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, when there's, like, a thunderstorm outside.
Like, we only kept, like, what, my one corner light on and everything else we left off.
I didn't see much of the game, but it did look pretty cool, and there was one thing that I really liked was that there are a couple actors in there that I recognize.
Yeah,
Grant
like
Ward.
Hayden Panettiere and Brett Dalton.
Who plays Ward in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which was a pleasant surprise when
I know, right?
That's actually really awesome. You guys were like, who is he? I'm like sitting there trying to play Mario Maker.
You're just like, what?
You're like, look at him, what? Who is he? And I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't know. I haven't watched any of the story. I don't know who he is. Is he the bad guy? Like, what are you talking about? And then I look at his face and I was like,
oh, it's him.
It's Brett Dalton. And it's even like his voice and everything. It's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't make this an official review because this wasn't a game that I was like, I didn't even really hear anything about it. I'm sure there was promotions and there was, you know, announcements, I'm sure. But I seem to have missed it
passing. Well, I heard about it a long time ago,
mm-hmm.
back when it was like first announced.
Well, I'm sure if you read your Game Informer,
it's probably
in there. But like, yeah, I don't even get those anymore.
Well, I remember just going on YouTube looking up trailers for video games, and some of them were fan made. Like, and I was looking up horror ones, and I was excited because I love horror games. Like, I still have PT downloaded on my PS4.
Oh, I got rid
which,
of that.
Oh my God, dude, PT was great. But I have to admit, Until Dawn was much more.
Well, it's an immersive experience.
It had much better shock factors because it was actually written by horror movie directors.
Yes.
It was actually written by them.
Yeah.
Or writers.
I mean,
not directors.
Granted, PT also was a very singular experience as meant to be a lead up to the new Silent Hills, which was canceled.
Yeah, sadly.
Sadly, Hideo Kojima.
Yeah. But still, but if you were if you were just as sad about PT being canceled and you want to find a good horror game, definitely play Until Dawn.
Yeah, because, I love horrors.
Like, I mean...
it's a choose-your-own-adventure game, basically. Yeah,
it really is.
Like, I've always... like, remember growing up, we loved those choose-your-own-adventure books? This is, like, what it's meant to be as an adult.
And it's not... And it's one of those, and it sets you up in situations where, like, something's chasing you and you can either run or hide. It doesn't, it's not like, is he going to live or is he going to die? It's literally, you make the decision as you would. Like, what would you do?
Right.
And then it shows you the consequences, whether it be good or bad.
Right.
And, like, and I love those situations. And plus, the best part about it is that it has to be split decisions. Like, some of them, like, there are moments where you literally have, like, a second to, like, make a reaction. And it really keeps you moving in the game and it keeps you excited.
Yeah, or, like, you're being chased and then you step on something and you trip. It's like, do you, like, look back, make sure you're okay, or do you just get up and keep running, or do you... select this path or do you select that path? Path is gonna cause which consequence?
And there was like a part where he was running through the forest chasing after his girlfriend with like the rifle and stuff, and it like asks you, like, do you want to jump down the hill or do you want to go around? And Kurt jumped down the hill and he fell,
and then there was like a branch that like you could grab. If you missed, you could like probably break your legs or something, you know.
You have to, like, it gives you like it tells you what button to press to grab onto something,
but you only have like a second
to jump. And then there's like a time thing that goes around the button,
and it goes really fast,
and it literally gives you like 1 or 2 seconds.
And Kurt, as I was watching you, we both noticed it got quicker and quicker and quicker by the end of the game. Literally, like, you're making,
like, I mean, like,
snap decisions,
split second. Like, you're just like, oh, there it is, press it, and then, like, you don't have time to go really. I think the very beginning, it sets you up, like, you have a little bit of time, so you get the feel for it, and then it keeps getting faster and faster.
But that adrenaline just starts pumping.
And the graphics are amazing.
Oh, yeah, plus the face is motion capture.
We talked about it. I think we both agreed that they probably sped it up, not only for you to get the hang of it, but at the same time, because they want you to screw up.
Yes, they do.
They really want you to, like, feel fear in that game.
Die early.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I literally made one decision, like, I accidentally didn't press a button at the right time, and someone died, and I was like, crap! And I wanted to restart it, but that's another thing. The game autosaves at random points you never know. Yeah. Like, it could literally save in the middle of a conversation.
It says the status updates at the top corner,
but no, it updates even
those
before
aren't
that.
Saves.
No, those aren't saves. Those are just updates for the decisions you make.
Whoops.
Like, the autosaves literally are at, like, every, like, few seconds. Like, it autosaves by everything.
Right.
So, like, the game is just so expansive, you have to go through it. I mean, granted, you can beat the game in one night, which I did. It only takes, like, 8 hours to play.
Right.
Or less. But, like, I beat it on the first day I got it, so...
And just keep in mind, everyone, that you will not get the same ending twice.
Exactly.
That's how many effects there are throughout the game,
because it's all based on the butterfly effect. Everything you do changes the story.
Right.
Everything.
Right.
Like, it changes based on what are you afraid of. It changes based on, did you accidentally make a mistake? You didn't press the button in time.
And there are moments in the game where you actually have to stop playing, and the game is telling you, okay, now we're going to do a sequence of this. What scares you more between these two items?
It's like, what makes you feel more uneasy?
Yeah, it's like a fear psychological test. And as you go, it's like, okay, now we know where we're going with the rest of the story.
Exactly.
The game kind of helps you along figuring it out.
Now, and that's the best part, because why they put it in different parts of the game is to say that the game is actually evaluating you as you play. Because the psychological parts, when it shows up, like, it'll say, well, how do you feel about these? It's like, oh, well, that's not how you were playing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the game actually evaluates you.
Yeah.
That's what I love.
And one last thing we'd like to point out, because my brother and I are personally... We don't like things getting too spiritistic in the games that we play.
Yeah.
And it got... Like, they got out a Ouija board, and they got... You know, what was some of the other we don't want to ruin it for Jacob.
Yeah, we don't want to ruin it because it, like, it's a really big thing that I know he'll love.
Yeah,
but
and when that Ouija board scene came out, I'm like, all right, Kurt, you can keep playing. I'm walking.
Yeah.
I went and did something else and waited until it was done.
I smell holy water.
No, but there are some spiritistic elements, like, but And I don't know if it's completely, like, I had to look it up because, like, there are so many different ways to end the game.
We wanted to make sure that it wasn't all spiritistic and it was, like, could there be psychological elements? Because we were more in the idea that it's a psychological game.
When I first heard about the game, I literally thought it was just a serial killer. But then I found out it could be anything, pretty much. It could have been anything.
We just wanted to point that out for everybody because not everybody is... okay with that, yeah. Some others might be.
I kill cereal every morning before school.
Take that, Captain Crunch. Or actually, it's Commander Crunch.
It's Commander Crunchy.
Yeah. He's a commander. Or is it Admiral?
It's Admiral Akbar Crunch.
Because I know the whatever they are on his shoulder.
Okay.
What are they called?
Epaulettes?
Don't ask me. I don't know.
Your brother's in the military. I just thought maybe he would pass down the knowledge to you.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
But it's like it's not a captain. It's like a commander or I forget.
Commodore?
The Commodore Crunch 64.
The Commodore Crunch 64.
Now that's a system I want to try.
Yeah. No. All right. Yeah, definitely definitely worth a play. Like if I had to rate it right now because it's not an actual rating, I'd give it a 5 out of 5 based on the story and all the elements.
I can't wait to play it. It really is
a great game. Definitely give it a try.
All right. Well, in honor of the Super Mario Maker this week, we're going to look back in our Link to the Past, the original Super Mario Brothers movie.
It's horrible.
Right off the bat. And we're done. Segment over.
Hey, that was the best movie I ever saw. Come on.
Hey, let's put it this way. We grew up with that movie. And for what... I remember I was watching with your brother, Jacob.
I can't watch that movie without laughing, though.
You watched it with Zach?
Zach came over one day. I think he was looking for you guys. And we just sat and talked.
Was this back when you were still living at home?
Yeah, when I was living with my parents.
Wow.
And Zach was like... you want to watch a movie or something? I'm like, sure. And I got out Super Mario Brothers movie, and I was like, let me tell you something about this movie. First of all, it's not good. But you can tell.
It's not that great, but it's not that great.
Exactly. There's very little good, but I said to him, I'm like, it looks like to me the director and the writers were legitimately trying to make something entertaining. They were trying.
Yeah.
And they put a good effort towards it. But do you guys know about all the rumors about that movie?
Well, I can just picture when you're explaining this to Zach, I can just picture his face just looking at you like,
okay.
What?
All right, let's watch it, man.
What is this?
He watched it, though, and he said he actually legitimately enjoyed it.
Really?
For the value that it's worth. If you could look
that's
past,
exactly how we feel about it.
But if you could look past the stupidity of it, okay, here's all the stories that I know about that movie. Dennis Hopper, who played King Koopa, he was quoted as saying one time, he was on like a late night show, I forget who it was, but they said, is there any role that you regret? And he said, well, back in the late 80s, I did this movie called Super Mario Brothers based on the video game, and you know, at the time, you know, I was doing pretty well monetarily, but I need to keep money coming in, so I took that role. And his son went to see the movie with him, right? And his son said, why'd you do this movie, Dad? He said, well, I need to keep food on the table for you, you know, and I need to make sure you get new shoes and whatnot. He says, Dad, I don't need shoes that bad. Like, even the kid was just like, this is bad. That's one big story. The second one I know of is that a couple of the actors came drunk to the set.
Really?
Bob Hoskins, who played Mario, he was drunk. John Leguizamo got drunk leading up to the set. Like, it was just not a good set.
Because they just, like, did not want to do the movie.
This is just, what is this?
Yeah.
Just, I feel bad for the people that legitimately tried to make a good movie out of this. Because you can tell, like, the efforts were there, but everybody was just like, this is a piece of crap.
I'd like to see it rebooted.
That would be so fun. I kind of like to... Well, you know Nintendo's going
to
be doing stuff like that now. They're going to branch out into movies and TV shows eventually. Which, I know I want to talk about a Legend of Zelda Netflix series when we go to review the new Zelda game.
Okay, the biggest problem with that, awesome. Link doesn't talk.
But...
All he says is... Trap!
He'd be. Hey. you sound like you're starting to beat there.
Sure.
Just going. Just go with when I sing things. Just go with it. It's entertaining. People are entertained when they listen to us.
Yeah, literally no one talks in the film, or in the games, I mean. No one talks.
No, I mean Link never replies, ever.
Yeah, Link never says anything. It's just text.
He just stands there and watches as people talk to him.
But I'd want to know what kind of character we're going to get out of this in a Netflix show. Like, some people were saying, like, oh, you could get, like, a season out of Ocarina of Time and a season out of Majora's Mask. But anyway.
I want to see, like, some very sexual fairy. Like, she comes, oh my god.
Link's just like, all I can think about is boobs.
I could see like a really sweet ass anime.
Oh yeah.
Of like The Legend of Zelda.
Easy.
Where like the Queen Fairy or whatever.
Yeah.
She like comes out. She's like, does like the, like the peace sign and like
a bit of
like
K-pop,
like kissy face and like wink and like this huge heart comes flying out at him and like hits him in the face and then like all of his health goes back up.
Then you hear Link go, oh,
da-da-da-da. And then like you just see his bit, oh.
Do you guys hear right now, the listeners? Do you guys hear how much we're really into the Super Mario Brothers movie? Because we just went right off topic from it.
It's bad.
But again, I've said it before on the podcast, and I'll say it again. It is one of those guilty pleasures that I just sit down and I'm like, I love it.
If you haven't seen it, I would give it a try. But we're just warning you, like, do not be expecting too much of anything. Just don't.
Well, they even came out and said that in the film, they said, what's your name? Mario. What's your last name? Mario. So it's Mario. And his brother's name's Luigi Mario. That's incorrect.
Yeah.
According to the games. But they said it for the movie, so there it is.
I don't know. The Goombas looked ridiculous.
Yeah, the Goombas look nothing like the Goombas you know in the game.
The Goombas were like huge guys in suits that had just really tiny heads that looked kind of like dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And then there was Yoshi, and he was like a legit dinosaur.
Which, I actually liked that.
Yeah.
It's not like if you got a cartoon Yoshi in real life, it wouldn't work.
I mean, that would look really stupid.
And I didn't mind the animatronic out of it. It like I said, it's like there's elements that weren't bad. Mm-hmm. But all in all, it's just like, this isn't even going to get a sequel. And they thought they were getting a sequel.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like the actors wouldn't have even done it if they did get a sequel.
Oh, there's no way.
I'm not doing this crap again. See, this was before it was cool to make bad movies like Sharknado.
Yeah.
So, like, they're not going to get
like,
a trilogy
it's like
out of it.
It's like the beginning of bad video game movies.
Yeah.
Like, before Lara Croft, Tomb Raider.
Oh, God.
Before Hitman. Before...
I'd rather enjoy Hitman.
You guys got to name off some other movies. I can't think of any other video game movies.
Beats me. Doom.
Doom.
Doom was awful.
Again, Doom's one of those guilty pleasure movies. It's like, wow, this is bad, but it's entertaining. That whole first person...
The first person part was freaking awesome.
It was hilarious.
I loved it.
Bad, but hilarious and fun to watch.
Yeah.
And I think that's what they go for when they try to make these video game adaptation movies, is like they want it to be fun. They don't want it to be ridiculous.
That's why I'm waiting for a good one. Like say we get an Assassin's Creed movie, which...
is happening. Did you see Michael Fassbender's picture?
It's not real.
No, it's legit. It was released.
What?
They've been in production hell for like ever.
It's hap.
Explain this to me. What is happening? I don't know what's going on. I'm going crazy.
Explode.
No.
It's Facebook official. I swear.
No, I know, but it was never released. Nothing has been released about it.
I'm gonna have to Google search this afterward.
Seriously, that movie has been in production hell for like ever.
Nah,
same with a Halo movie, but that was actually canceled because they went over budget by like millions of dollars.
Is it Facebook a fish?
I swear.
Okay,
you
fine.
Want me to check?
Fine, if you want to check, I
don't care.
Because honestly, ahead. I do not believe it. And, like, I'm still waiting for that. I'm still waiting for a Mass Effect movie. I'm still waiting for, like, anything, any good game into a movie.
Assassin's Creed movie has started filming in Malta.
I don't believe it.
It's Michael Fassbender and Oscar winner Marion Cotillard share the screen in the upcoming Macbeth. Those actors and the movie director, Justin Kurzel, have already started working together again on a very different sort of flick based in a period setting, Assassin's Creed. I told you it started.
Well, whatever.
Wow.
Okay.
It just started.
I'm just waiting.
3 days ago.
Okay, I'm just waiting for it because eventually we'll get a good adaptation of a video game into movie.
Yeah.
Wow. But as of right now, no.
No. I feel like Assassin's Creed could be like an amazing movie.
Oh, yes. It will be. I guarantee it.
Definitely. I do know, though, with the writing of it, they said it was going to be a different story than what the games are. Like, they're going to kind of, like, you know, one of those, like, universe-type stories, so that way they're not pissing off anybody.
Yeah. So, but all yeah. Right.
Well, that was our link to the past, even though we went all around the place.
Yeah, the Mario movie, just watch it, but if you can bear it.
That was a past, present, and future.
Get drunk first.
Yeah, get really drunk and then watch it.
Let's get on into the news, which is one big story for this week. It's about Pokemon Go. Pokemon Go, if you didn't hear about it, this announcement this week, which they did do a press conference, but still, like, as far as where exactly they're going with it, it's kind of...
Pokemon Go!
Exactly.
Sorry, I had to.
Pikachu, go! Charizard, stay in your ball.
Yeah, you don't listen anyway.
Sudowoodo, you're useless.
Ooh.
No, not Sudowoodo. Who was I thinking of? Who's the... Wobbuffet.
Wobbuffet.
Yeah. Wobbuffet, he's annoying.
Just...
All right, so let's tell him
you're free, Wobbuffet.
Let's tell him about the game.
So the game is a mobile app game, and what you get with it is you get this bracelet, and it has like this little device on it that connects Bluetooth app enabled to your phone. Now, what it's supposed to do, and this is what I, under the assumption that I've come from the game, is that you're going to be walking around. Out on the street or something, and I'm assuming that there's some kind of like preloaded Google map that has all these spots where they put Pokemon at, and then as you're walking, your signal's going to go off on your wrist. You're going to check your phone, and it'll say, "Okay, Pokemon's up ahead, 200 feet."
Yeah.
So you'll walk to the area it tells you. Then when you get there, you open up your phone, and then you play this little mini game to capture whatever Pokemon it is.
Now, is that how it works, or is that how you think it's going to work?
Well, that's pretty much that's how it works. That's pretty much how
it is.
Yeah, that's okay. at least
but
that's
see,
what
in
I've
the commercial,
inferred.
They like make it seem like it's going to be so amazing by having people like going out into like they're like out on the beach or like out in this like weird like city sort of looking thing, like all these cool environments.
Yeah.
And it's like me, I'm going to walk down, I'm going to end up like next to a dumpster in an alleyway like
and there's a Charizard just sitting there.
No, it's
you know?
Like there, no, next there's to a like dumpster. Muck.
Yeah, it's muck.
Muck.
But, okay, can you just imagine like you're driving, like say you're like driving to work, okay? You're driving down the road and then all of a sudden is like it starts beeping. And so you stop at a red light, you check your phone, see what Pokemon is. And it's like Mewtwo. It's like, I got to call into work and tell them I'm going to be late.
No better
like,
yet.
You're like driving down the highway and you like merge like four lanes
yeah,
over.
Just,
not even looking.
Get off, and then a cop pulls you over, and you're running down the highway, and like a cop just like stops by. I go, "What the hell are you doing?" And you're like, "I'm trying to catch a Pokemon."
Better yet, your wife's in the back seat in labor.
No, but
oh my god!
The thing I hate the most though is that they like show computer animated Pokemon like out in the real world,
yeah.
And it's like, yeah, that'd be awesome. But that is not how the game is, because they can't possibly make that. If they did do the thing with the HoloLens that the Xbox came out with,
yeah.
It would
we
be
were
awesome.
Talking about,
it would
yeah.
be awesome, but first of all, you would have to have, like, I don't know
just
too much about the HoloLens, but it's like, first of all, the HoloLens would have to have an internal battery
just to be clear for the listeners, this was an idea that we came up
yeah.
and we discussed
yeah.
beforehand.
We,
just want to make
we
sure you
gonna
all know
talk
that.
About
so,
that.
Continue,
though.
Jacob.
So the HoloLens would have to have a battery that's internal to the piece of hardware, and then you it would have to be able to connect to internet somehow, because
right.
it's not going to be able to just
Wi-Fi.
Yeah, Wi-Fi, but you would probably
you'd have to walk away from.
Where
it.
Would you be? Like, what if you're out in the woods?
Unless
like
the HoloLens,
Pokemon.
Unless the HoloLens would be controlled Bluetooth with your phone.
Oh, there,
yeah,
there you go.
No, well,
that's
I
a
guess
possibility.
That could work.
You, and plus, phones are hotspots now.
Yeah, but that uses up so much data.
True.
You probably have to pay for the data.
Yeah, but you also got to pay
probably,
for Pokemon Go
This is probably
Go
never going to happen, but it would be a really
okay.
sweet idea
yeah,
if they did. Like, if you could walk around with some
yeah.
sort of, like, hologram, or, like, if you just had regular glasses, like the Google Glass,
yeah,
and then, like, when you see a Pokemon, you can, like, turn it on. So it's not like the whole time you're walking around, you're in a virtual reality, and then you, like, walk across the street and get hit by a car or something because you're just seeing Pokemon everywhere.
Well, because me and Corey, we actually talked about this where it would be a good idea to use the HoloLens for it.
We think Pokemon Go has the right idea.
Exactly.
But we think as far as a starter, it's fine. This is a good start, but there's a lot of potential to come from this. And this is where we thought it would most naturally develop with the HoloLens.
Exactly. It would be a brilliant idea.
Having like an augmented reality.
Yeah. Like where you're walking down the street and you see everything. Like the cars and people walking. But then you also see the Pokemon.
Yeah.
Like, but nobody else sees it.
And I agree
like,
with
it's
Jake.
Just you. I mean, you would look kind of stupid just being like, oh, I got you now. And like someone's just like watching you like walking down the street and you're like, I got you now, Pikachu. Like, people will probably think you're crazy.
Well,
but
people who walk around with Google Glass already, like, they're the people
They look like straight-up goobers. Like, yeah, I would never buy Google Glass.
Yeah, no, yeah, I think with the HoloLens, if you want to play the Pokemon game, I can understand getting out the glasses at a park or something.
Yeah.
But not, like, wearing it on the street just every day willy-nilly.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. No. Like, some way to, like, just have it with you and, like, you throw it on because the thing went off. Like, the actual wristband thing went off. Yeah, you pull it out, check, and you look around and you're like, oh my god, there it is.
Remember I said to you guys when they announced the HoloLens that when they showed Minecraft, I'm like, okay, that's cool, but I don't think I'd be buying it. If they did that, shut up and take my money.
Oh yeah, seriously.
No, okay, even if they just did like a first person RPG Pokemon game and you could use the HoloLens and it's like you're actually walking through, you know, like Viridian City or like Palutown or something like that.
Oh, I could see that too.
How amazing would that be? I'm just waiting for, you know, like a first party developer to create an RPG Pokemon game.
Yeah, and Nintendo said that they're not interested in the virtual reality headset type hardware right now.
Yeah.
They want to stick to what they're good at. And I'm all about that. Don't get me wrong. Nintendo, you do what you do because you do it well. But eventually, I would like to see them take the potential. Because I know we talked about a Skyrim-sized Pokemon game, which would be fantastic.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, something similar to that, where you can go. I would like you to be able to go wherever you want to go, whenever you want to go, and not have to really do it in order, like you kind of have to do in, like, the handheld games.
Right. Like, maybe what if they did that Pokemon-sized game, that Skyrim-sized game on the Wii U or the NX, whatever it comes out. But what if they paired that up with a special pair of goggles that specifically did Pokemon games?
See, that's what I'm saying. Like that kind of stuff would be amazing.
Oh yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I don't think they should have the goggles be specific to the Pokemon games. I think that just Nintendo should come out with their own version.
Yeah.
How about use the goggles for a cockpit in Star Fox?
Just as long.
Yeah. Oh, heck yeah.
Or Samus's visor.
Oh, yeah.
That would be amazeballs.
See,
there we go.
Seriously, Nintendo, if you're listening, do it.
Do it.
Just
do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Okay. Make your dreams come true.
Dang it, Shia. Get off the porch. But anyway,
I want to get the t-shirt that says that. Just do it.
Just do it.
And it's him.
But anyway.
Yeah, like
I still think if they did it with a HoloLens, it would work. Like if they can make it work, like where you could actually walk out and do that kind of stuff, it'd be awesome to do
all
it with
about
that.
It.
All about it.
All about it. They have got my money.
All about that base. About that base.
I mean, it's still a start with Pokemon Go. I just think it's stupid that you have to pay with Pokemon Go Plus. That's really stupid.
Yeah, I don't know all the details about that yet, but I'm
go to hell.
I'm gonna look up more about it.
Yeah. But, hey, so
well, now that we're still on the track of Nintendo, let's get right into the review. Super Mario Maker for the Wii U. So guys, this game, which was announced at E3, I believe last year, it was just Mario Maker. That's all they credited it as, and I think we all knew right from the get-go it was a good idea, very good concept.
I think Nintendo just gave up.
yeah. You know what? It's like they were like, "You guys, we ran out of ideas. Like, what do you guys think we should do?"
Oh, let's let them do it themselves.
Yes.
That's brilliant.
Brilliant.
Why haven't we thought of this before?
You know why?
Just do it.
But no. Yeah.
Do it. So. Do it.
So, but yeah, I just think they kind of gave up. They were just like, I have no idea how to make a new Mario game. It's like,
I have a quick question.
What's that?
Let Corey, people do it.
How much money did you pay for the game?
Well, that's the thing with Nintendo.
Was
if it's
60?
If it's anything Mario related, it's going to be full price. It's $60.
See, that's what I don't like, because there's even like, okay, I jumped straight into the game and I didn't start at the beginning or anything like that. So I didn't know how to do most of the stuff. Like, I had to do a lot of clicking around, and I got pretty frustrated because the icons that they have in the corner for, like, saving and erasing and doing other stuff like that, it's just like, it's a robot icon to save.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell were you thinking?
It was a very different setup.
And the thing in the corner is supposed to look like an eraser, but, like, I don't think that it really looks like an eraser.
I guess they were just trying to make it fun and entertaining.
I don't understand. Like, that's why, okay, based on how much fun I had with it in, like, the hour and a half I got to play it, I can't really give it a good review.
Okay, that's fine. Kurt, how about you and I give a score, and we'll just discuss the elements about that.
Because it mostly just pissed me off.
Yeah, he pretty much walked in the door like, what's this? I don't know how to do that. It doesn't do this. Corey, how do you do that?
It's not working.
I love it. Great game.
I hate it. 10 out of 10.
No.
Actually, tell you what. I think out of clearly, they had a great idea, great potential, and I'm enjoying where it's going. But there are flaws.
Yeah.
And we're going to be getting into
that. There are things missing. And
yeah, it's not a full experience, but it is exactly what I expected out of them. So for me, I'm giving it about an 8 out of 10.
Yeah, I was going to go with like a 7.5, 8.
Yeah, I think that's exactly where it's going to be around. Like, I've heard other sites give it a 9.5, and that's just because he's Mario and everybody loves Mario. But that's
Mario.
Not. I'm a Mario fan, but that's not all it's about. So, right now, I want to point out the idea of making your own levels, which I don't know about you guys, but I have a hard time creating like
decent levels. It's really hard to come up with ones that are like true to Mario. It's not so creative and so challenging. Like, you want to create one that's true to Mario. Like you just want to basically go off their normal style and then just make it cool. Like it's very easy to make something extremely challenging.
Mm-hmm.
But there are also ways to make it really creative. And like, okay, it's just, you got to really have a creative mind.
Yeah, like, I mean, really creative. And you got to hone your skills, this is going to lead me into one of the flaws, really. But I do appreciate the idea that they had where you start off with just Super Mario Brothers and Super Mario for the Wii U. That's the only two kinds you get. And you only start off with, like, 12 items. So that's a way to start off, and their way of doing that is to say, use what you got, structure it, and we're going to give you more items as you go.
And for those of you that don't know a lot about Mario Maker, basically you get four different types of graphics for Mario Maker that you can switch between. And you only start out with two. And then all of the elements that you can use, you only start out with one row of elements. And then you're supposed to unlock them every day that you get it. But Corey found a way to cheat it, and he just turned back the
We probably shouldn't mention it.
We're telling them because it's BS.
But we don't want Nintendo to fix it.
I don't care what Nintendo does, because we already took care of it.
We're done.
It's fine. We're good.
We did it. Shia told us to do it. We did it.
We just did it. So it doesn't matter.
Don't give me that.
So anyway, so basically, all you have to do is set your clock on your Nintendo back to how many days does it take? Does it take like a week?
Basically, the concept is every day that you play, you get more elements each day. You have to play it for like 5 minutes, make something in the course, and then it says, okay, your next items will ship the next day. The problem with that idea is if you're marketing a game that is a maker, that is, here's all the elements to make your own game, guys. Well, fun, great.
But you can only have some of them.
No, that should not happen. You should have it all within, I'd say at least an hour or two of playing the game.
Yeah.
And you have to make the elements unlockable.
Yeah.
Having it day to day to day, I didn't want that. I wanted all the elements right here, right now.
In your face.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I wanted to play Mario 3 and Mario World, but they were the two that were missing.
I don't think that... I do think that they should have had some elements that were unlockable.
Yes.
Where, like, you would have to play levels that were already programmed into the game that were made by the software developers, and you have to beat them, and there should be different difficulty modes that you can beat them on to unlock different stuff, and, like,
yes.
and time limits, and, like, getting all the coins and all the items... And stuff like that that you can do in all the other video games in existence where
right.
you just, you know, just achievements, basically.
Yeah. There yeah. should have been some kind of rewarding process, and,
then,
and that wasn't
and
there.
Then you, yeah. yeah, and then you unlock this stuff instead of just like, okay, well, I'm bored with all of the things that I've done because I used everything up in 2 hours. I think I'm just going to go to bed now.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want that. I don't want to feel dull by the end of my experience. Like, oh, I guess I got to wait till tomorrow. So, yeah, if you guys didn't already get the game, the cheat is basically just update your date and time in your Wii U system just to be a day ahead. So that
yeah.
way you can get the items right here, right now, and you're fine.
Yeah.
So that's how you beat
but
it.
But you got to do it every time you get the message that says it's coming. Then you put it a day ahead.
Yeah, it's
you
like
get
you
it.
Get the new elements, and then it's like, okay, play for 5 minutes with these new elements,
it's
and
coming.
Then...
It's coming! It's coming!
It's here!
There we are.
That's pretty much how it felt like. Oh, okay. Whose phone is vibrating on the table?
It's not mine.
Jacob.
Kurt, yours was vibrating earlier.
Yeah, it was, but it wasn't
it's
making that much noise.
It's not my phone. That's vibrant.
I'm gonna walk away now.
Somebody named Sexy Something said, "Yet,
hello."
I don't even know what this is.
So let's talk about a few other of the good things about this. You can upload the levels that you make, and you can share it with others, which I do really like that feature. If you're really proud of the items that you put together, the level that you made, and I'm more about the fun levels. There's a lot of people out there that want to start making super challenging levels, and then there's other ones that don't know what the heck to do, so it's like, run to the right, you're done. So it's either super easy or super difficult,
or
and if you find one in between, it's rare.
And they had some of those ones
yeah.
where it was just like, don't do anything. And you literally
yeah.
don't have to do anything, the level plays you.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
In Mother Russia.
Level plays
you.
Yeah, seriously? You just stand there, and the level just takes you the whole way to the end, and you just beat it.
And that is...
Just beat it.
Don't get me wrong. I would rather get yeah. levels that I can play and have fun with, but seeing those levels shows the creativity that these people are doing with these elements, and I appreciate that. And I appreciate the ones that are like pure art.
Yeah.
Like, some people will make big mushrooms or Metroids out of the different blocks just to make it look like it.
Mm-hmm.
So a piece of artwork. Again, not really fun... But, you know, cool to look at.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's what the creators wanted to do. They even said they wanted people to go, oh, look, I could do that, or I could do it with this. You can also play the levels in original format, such as, you know, Save Princess Peach. So here's 8 levels. The 8 levels come up randomly from the Miiverse. And I think that's good. It definitely makes me feel like, okay, now I'm really playing a Mario game. But I would like to see them... If they do any DLC or another version, I'd like to see people upload whole worlds they create.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That would be awesome.
Like, they
yeah.
create a whole theme to the world, and there's a desert theme, and then it gets more challenging as you go.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. I mean, I've seen some ones that are, like, ridiculously difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and those are the kind of stuff I like where... The one where you were swimming underwater, and then all
yeah.
of a sudden there were spikes everywhere. You're like, oh, my God, there's no way to get through
exactly.
this.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, that kind of stuff I loved because it's so freaking challenging.
But it has to be beatable.
Exactly.
They yeah. made that point.
You can't make a level that can't be beat.
Exactly.
They it can be hard as tits.
Although I haven't tried that yet. I haven't actually tried to see if, like, okay, clearly
yeah.
it's been blocked off. There's no way you can beat. Like, I don't know if there's, like, a safe...
I have no clue.
A safe mechanism.
Like I said, I didn't get a lot of time to play around with it, and I think...
That's fine.
Also, because I just got off work, and I'm tired, and my neck is, like, really sore. And I just was like... So
that's all right.
So yeah, like my creativity was out the window for for tonight.
Well, I even gave when you walked in the door, I had a level ready to go, and you guys were
I just could not even play it. I just couldn't even play it.
Okay. Like, well, I've sucked at Mario since I was a kid.
I'm usually pretty good at Mario. Like Super Mario World, I'm pretty good at that game. Mario Brothers 3, I'm pretty good at that game.
All right.
The rest of them, I haven't. I mean, I've played 1, 2, and 3, Super Mario World. Mario's Missing. Like the lost levels and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But.
So.
I haven't played many of the new ones.
No, I was just going to say.
Super Mario Sunshine is banging.
Yeah. I was going to say, I've always sucked at Mario games. Like, the only one I was good at was Sunshine. Super Mario Sunshine. That was it.
Now you're getting to the 3D era.
Exactly. Because it was 3D.
How about a Super Mario 64 Maker? Mind blown.
I don't know. What about Donkey Kong Maker? I mean, come on.
Well, we'll hold that off for Ask the Nerds, because that's kind of related to my question. So, so back in the game, one of the new elements you can do in this game is you can actually put enemies in the blocks, which Kurt has done that with me, and it pisses me off. Because
I'll have a whole line of blocks, and only one of them has a mushroom. So you're just like going through them, and all of a sudden there's just enemies everywhere, and you're like, oh god! like it's just, I love that element where you can just have hundreds of blocks and you never know which is the mushroom.
And you can make the enemies huge.
Yeah, you can. Yes. You can give them a mushroom
like
to make
Mario
them.
Mario 3, World 4, where everything is big.
Everything's giant size. You can do that with Mario 2 and even a giant Bowser.
I know.
Oh my word.
Yes.
Talk about paranoia. And another new feature in this game is shellmets, where you can actually take shells and have them come down on top of Mario's head, and he can use it as a protective barrier from anything that would be coming down on top of him, like the thwomps.
Ha! Huh.
Yeah,
they work?
I guess you didn't see that yet, did you? No.
Well, yeah, I saw the helmet. I didn't know what you could use it for.
You could put different shells on top of his head.
When I saw you had the helmet on Mario, I was like, the heck? Like, I mean, I didn't even know what that was. I was just like, okay.
So again, there's like we were saying, there is some issues as far as programming. The programming is different that Jacob actually pointed out to me that I didn't notice before. Where, like in Super Mario 3, you have a piece of land that's raised up, and it has like one of those, like, I don't know, waterfall tops or something. Like, it's darker green. And then next to it, you would have the blocks. So you're standing on the block. If you walked over to the land, it should stop you. But you put the blocks there, you can walk right off.
Yeah.
And that does not happen in the original Mario Bros.
No,
yeah, that really pissed me off. I died a lot of times on your level because of that. It's like, it's a piece of land, and then there's blocks. You should be able to run straight up to the piece of land on the blocks and not fall off.
Yeah.
You should run right up to the land, and just, you could keep running and just be running into the land and be fine. But no, you just go flying right off the edge, and it's like, WTF. Like, what just happened? I don't know if it's just because of those, if that certain kind of block, because it was like the yellow ones with like the face.
Right.
It could have been just those blocks.
Another block I noticed was absent was the exclamation point block.
And which one's also...
That? Which one's that?
Oh, it's the block with the exclamation point.
Oh, okay.
That one.
Oh, okay.
I just saw the block above your head.
Oh, and plus you were talking about the little arrow to run up.
The triangle. The pink triangular block that goes at the corner between a pipe and the ground. To run up in Super Mario World, it's missing.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you get the cape. They don't have that. Another thing I didn't like was I wanted to hide a music note.
Couldn't do that.
So that way you can jump up and hit the music note, and then that's how, like, if you fall down in a pit, that's the only way you can get back up, but you have to find out where the music note is.
Right.
You know?
Right, yeah, that's missing. That.
Yeah. Like we were saying, it doesn't have all the elements, and that's what I would like to see come out in maybe some form of DLC. Hopefully, it doesn't cost a lot. But
one more thing, though, that I didn't like was I couldn't figure out how to keep the Koopas like on one piece of land. They would just walk like right off the edge.
Just walk over the edge.
You'd have to put blocks up to keep them in one area.
Right.
And I didn't like that because I wanted in the game, if you put them up on a platform, they just
walk
like,
back and forth on the platform.
It depends on how they're programmed, because some of them will just walk right off in the game, but some of them will just walk back and forth on the platform, and I couldn't figure out how to do that, and I don't even know if you can do that.
Right, and that's what I was saying to you earlier, was that for this kind of a game, they want to make sure everybody has an enjoyable time with it, so they want to have kids be able to play it and just not have to think about details like that. For us as adults, it is different. And we do notice the details and notice, like, timing and placements. And hopefully they have some kind of advanced mock-up
for
it. And
that was another thing. I wanted to put, like, I was putting those things in the pipes.
And you wanted to go off at different times.
And I wanted them to come up out of the pipes at different times, like the plants that come up and try to bite you. I wanted each of them
but
to come up.
But they all came up at the same
at
time.
At different times, but they all come up at different... Yeah, they all come up at the same time. And
or it's, like, varied.
Yeah.
Like, it's not varied, like... Da, 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 da. It's like... Da, 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 da. It's like, you know...
You never
back
know.
And forth.
Yeah, I wanted them to be varied. But no, they all come up at the same time and go back down at the same time.
Right.
The whole way through the level. Unless, of course, you're, like, standing on the pipe, then that one's not going to come up. So maybe if you stand on the pipe and then wait, I'm pretty sure they're still all going to come up at the same time.
One thing I was going to mention that I really did like about it, though, is the fact that you can put enemies on top of each other. Like, they can literally, like, be riding on top of each other.
I have a love-hate relationship with that.
It's stupid.
I like the idea, but at the same time, it is a lot more threatening. This time around.
It's just like, okay, you see the normal, like, you're playing the original Mario, like, someone sets up, like, the normal Mario. You're walking through it, you see the Goombas, and then all of a sudden you see, like, seven stacked up on top of each other. You're just like, what the heck?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't know, like...
a pyramid of Goombas.
Yeah, pretty much.
Walking towards you.
Like, I said, it's a love-hate thing with me because I'm just particular to the way it always was, and that's the way I wanted to set it up in my level. Like, did you guys feel like you were playing a level from the original game?
Yeah. Yours felt that way.
That's what I wanted. And I didn't want this monstrosity of a thing to come out of my style. But again, that is... Yeah.
As you were saying.
I didn't want it to be... Like,
how most people do it.
Yeah, my point was that
you wanted
is
to
my
be
style.
Traditional.
That's how I've always kind of been, too. You guys also notice... I'm loving it. Did you guys also know that there's no checkpoints?
Yeah.
Did you notice that? There's no checkpoints. And that gets annoying because you could be close to the end of the level, you die, and you have to go right back to the beginning.
Oh,
and
my God.
Some of those levels get long.
Yeah, I know.
I do like that you can make the levels as short, like as long...
Yeah.
Not as long as you want, but you can make them pretty dang long.
I also miss keyholes. Secret exits.
Yeah, those ones.
I miss those. It would be nice to have that at least in some kind of a form. I'm glad they had doors, and I'm glad you could still, like, of course, it's necessary to go down pipes.
Yeah.
It's necessary. It's a staple. But I'm glad they had, like, the doors. Like, you could have a really fun level just going in and out of doors the entire time.
It's just a maze of doors. I wish that they would put more. I know that, like, Mario 2 is, like, one of the most lesser known Mario
games. It's the black
games.
Sheep.
Yeah, I would say it's the black sheep. But I would like to see some Mario 2 elements in there, like how you can put like turnips and stuff in the ground and then like pick them up. And then there's like, because in Mario 2, basically you don't kill the enemies by stomping on them. You pick them up and throw them. You jump on top of them, pick them up, and then throw them at the other enemies, and that's how they die. And the way that you find secrets is there's plants coming out of the ground. Like, you see grass, you walk over it, and you rip it up, and it's either like a turnip or like a something. And you either use that as a weapon, or there could be like a mushroom in there, or there could be there's like a test tube bottle with liquid in it. You pick that up and smash it on the ground, and then a door appears, and then you go in the door, and then you get like a power-up or something, but you got to find it. It's like the reverse world. And I would like to see that kind of thing where you can, like, make doors appear.
I could see them releasing some kind of fan-favorite DLC of just having Super Mario 2 elements.
Yeah,
I could see that being a thing, but I think it was a good decision keeping it out of the main game.
You know, I think it would be really, like, I mean, I guess we're talking about things we'd like to see. So I'll say this. One thing I'd really like to see is weapons that you can use. Like, say, like okay.
Gun!
We know it's a side-scroller, obviously.
Mario's shooting up all the Goombas.
No. What I was thinking, the water pack from Sunshine. Even though it's a side-scroller, like, all of a sudden you hit a block, and it's the water pack. You're like, what?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you can use it running through the thing.
Well, yeah, and plus with the addition of all the amiibo costumes you can do on them.
Yeah,
like,
you
can
do a lot of different costumes for amiibos.
That's
and I think
clever
be
little
awesome
fun.
If you could hit like a, if you were playing as like Link and then you hit a block and like the Master Sword comes out.
Yeah, exactly.
Or like
something
you,
like
or
that.
Or you get like a bow and arrow.
And you can use it as a weapon, or like you play as Samus and you get her gun. Like it would just be hilarious
to
see.
I'd like to see something like
rockets.
That. That'd be
Can
funny.
Can you just imagine like doing that?
Shooting a rocket can.
I know that's one thing. Second thing, I feel like they're gonna do it if they do DLC, Paper Mario.
Ooh.
Can you imagine?
I'm not saying
changing the map to 3D. I'm saying like using Paper Mario elements. Like your character can be Paper Mario. Or like
I feel like not only is this game gonna get DLC, but I feel like they are gonna do another. Because wouldn't it be cool to see it like a Mario 64 maker? Like, it would be a little bit tougher, but...
Oh, it'd be really tough.
Can you imagine, though, the possibilities there? Side-scrolling is easy.
Okay,
that's one
thing. You could literally do anything. You're basically just giving the gamers
the
ability... Yeah, you're giving the gamers the ability to become a game developer.
That'd be pretty tough to do. Well, no, if you think about it this way, it'd be like in Tony Hawk how you can make your own skate park.
Yeah, yeah. Think of it
true.
Like that.
True. That's
like that.
Probably how. Yeah,
I could see that
so
happening.
It could work. It'd be something similar to that.
Yes,
that would be awesome.
Just a little more detailed. The only question I have with this entire game, though, has Nintendo screwed themselves by doing this?
Yeah.
If they decide to release any other side-scrolling Mario games in the future,
okay, side-scrolling, it's not going to be worth
it.
You
think it's going to be done?
I'd play it.
Like, there's still Mario fans out there. Myself included, that would still go out and get the new Mario game.
Yeah, sure. Totally.
But for the old school Mario lovers of like us with Mario Brothers 3 and Mario World, where we could just create our own levels and have at it, and you guys
There's
make
no
your levels
point.
And not play them.
There's kind of no real point for them to make anymore. This is probably their last hurrah. Like I said before, I think Nintendo gave up.
No. There's no way they're done.
No,
I mean, they're coming out with like an all-new console. The thing I'm mad about is the fact that they're coming out with a new console already. Like, I mean, it's not going to come
out soon.
Which
I still wasn't aware of.
It's not going to come out soon, but they're already talking about making another console when they don't even have any games for the Wii U.
Yeah.
There's, like, no games for it.
Like, solid ones. It's the same
like,
thing
where's
with
the new Metroid game? And, like, where is the new Zelda game? Yeah, they have Hyrule Warriors, but that game is lame. Like... It's fun for, like, a little bit, but it's just hack and slash. It gets boring. That stuff is not fun to me. It's so boring. You just...
Well, you got to be a fan of Samurai Warriors and Dynasty Warriors
that. It's strategic in its own way, but, yeah, it's not for everyone.
I don't even understand how it can even be strategic. I've played it, and you literally just run around and defeat hordes of bad guys, and then you have to defeat, like, one big boss or whatever... Well, but it's not like you're actually going through a level with obstacles. You don't have to find secrets. You don't have to get weapons. You just unlock like new combos and stuff like that. The more experience points you get from just demolishing hordes of villains, which it's like extremely easy and there's nothing difficult
about it. Well, that's because they just made a version of Dynasty Warriors / Samurai Warriors, and they wanted to make it Legend of Zelda. That's all they did.
I like the second party idea that they've been doing with Nintendo, because we got the new Pokemon tournament coming out.
Yeah.
That's on its way.
Like,
but anyway, it's not unheard of. It's not unheard of that video game makers are announcing a new system on the way, because they prepare for that years in advance. So
yeah,
it's on its way, but it probably won't be here until maybe late 2016, early 2017.
Okay.
Oh, my God, it better not even be around next year, because there's still no games for the Wii U. Like, they are going to rape themselves.
Yeah.
If they come out with a new console before they even come out with any games for the Wii U. They came out with the Donkey Kong and like two Mario games. And then Hyrule Warriors.
Well, we still have the Zelda game
the
coming.
The new Smash Brothers.
We have the new Zelda game coming next year. We have a possible Metroid game coming. So
that's why I stick to Microsoft and Sony.
Okay, you. Yeah,
Microsoft, so far, is making the best games. Microsoft makes the best games. I don't care what anyone says. They make the best games. Just deal with it.
Depends on the game, though.
Well, anyway, let's wrap this up. So, all in all, Super Mario Maker is a fun experience. I think we all agree, though, it has its good fair share of flaws, but that does not mean it is not a fun game. If you are a lover of side-scrollers, definitely go out, at least check it out, give it a try. You may just enjoy it, and make sure to upload your levels, and you never know, we might be even playing them in the future. I don't know. I haven't uploaded any yet, but we'll get there. So let's get into the Ask the Nerds, guys. Since we have Super Mario Maker, do you guys think in Nintendo, like the 8-bit era, do you guys think there's any other games that that would work for a Maker-type game?
Donkey Kong.
You think Donkey Kong?
Donkey Kong.
I could. Well, that's also 16-bit, but I could see them doing something like that, yeah.
It's almost guaranteed that if they did this, they're probably going to do that.
But, I mean, they could do, like, also Wii U graphics for it.
Yeah,
the same,
they could.
Still the same as the Mario Maker.
So Donkey Kong Country, Donkey Kong Country 2 could be the overlays. I could see that being a thing.
Okay, so Donkey Kong.
How about Zelda Dungeons? I think Zelda Dungeons could be well-placed, well-thought-out. I don't know about an overworld, but I could see Dungeons being a thing, at least.
Yeah, because an overworld would be big. That would be a lot.
Maybe you could pre-select from an overworld, like different overworlds, and you could put your own villains where you want.
Yeah.
I could see something like that. As long as you create the dungeons, you could do that. But that's also kind of big, though.
There are like an insane, like an absurd amount of elements, though, in Zelda games.
Mm-hmm. Side scroller makes sense for a maker, like for people. A side scroller makes sense.
Yeah, and even with that, Mario Maker, they.
Doing like
okay,
but doing
Mega
like
Man.
Legend of Zelda. Okay,
Mega Man
would be a good
one. There you
one.
Go.
Yes,
Mega
because
Man
of
Maker.
That. But that's because they're side scrollers. Side scrollers make sense for people to make. But when it comes to making an entire world, like I mean, granted, we're getting like Fallout 4, which is entirely create your own world.
Oh my god!
Yes,
they could do a Castlevania one. That would be so.
That could
fun.
Work.
Yeah.
That could
that
definitely
be
work.
So much fun.
But yeah, like. Granted, we're getting Fallout 4 to make your own world, but that's still mind-blowing for the fact of it's just too much for a gamer to be like...
Right.
It's like, really? I have to spend all this time to make something? And then, okay, cool.
Yeah, at least with
it's
Mario...
Like, did you really just not care and just say, ah, you do it, and we don't wanna? That's kind of how
well,
it feels.
Yeah, because like by the time... You're finished making your level, you play through it, and you're like, all that work for like 5 minutes
exactly.
of fun.
It's like doing stop motion videos. It's so annoying.
You have to have an insane passion for it.
Exactly. Like it just feels like I said, the creators gave up. It's more like they just don't care anymore, and they're just like, okay, gamers, you really want to do it? You do it. We don't care. We just whatever.
Yeah. I do agree. Side scrolling is the way to go if you want to make it
basically,
simple.
Basically, it
really is.
Our faces.
Yeah, kind of. So,
but I definitely agree with Jacob. Mega Man could be a good one. Castlevania could be a good one. I do agree. Donkey Kong would be an interesting endeavor if Nintendo decided to do
they
it.
They could make cool like space shooter ones like Life Force. Contra.
Ooh. Oh, Contra.
They could do Contra.
That'd be a nice one. At least it would I think if they're going to make a Maker game, though, it would have to be a special type of popularity. Because Mario is well known. Everybody knows Mario. So I think giving him the Maker treatment, that's the right way to go. But if they decide to branch out, I could see them doing different stuff with like maybe even Metroid. There could be a good Metroid level.
Yeah, that's possible.
Even though Metroid's freaking huge.
It'd probably be more along the lines of Donkey Kong or Metroid.
I could see Donkey Kong being the next one.
Most likely.
Nintendo, take notes. Do it! I thought you guys were going to join me on that. Do it. So,
no, we're done.
You guys
with
look
that.
Like you're done.
We're done with that.
Well, then we're done. We're
Corey,
done.
That was so 45 minutes ago.
I know, right? Sheesh. Well, we are done. let's finish this episode. Thank you all for listening. You can follow us on Podomatic.com or stream us through the iTunes podcast app. Like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter at JustNerdStuff1. Don't forget to get involved. If you do use iTunes, do us a favor and give us a rating and review. Leave us a comment or suggestions on our respective pages, because our show is shaped by you. Ask us a question for our Ask the Nerd segment. If we use it, we will give you a shout out. And as always, if you like our podcast, tell others. Big help. I can never say anything right when I do. I'm looking for like one time where I'll get through this outro and I'll say it correctly. If you like our podcast, tell others about it, because we need to spread the nerdiness. I got through it. I finished it, guys.
Whoa.
Next week on our show,
yes.
We'll be...
yes.
So next week, we'll be reviewing the second installment of the Maze Runner series, The Scorch Trials. And everyone's favorite Time Lord is back. Doctor Who returns this Saturday, so tune in with us as we discuss the first episode of Season 9. It's time for the fact of the day! In Super Mario Bros. 3, there was going to be a centaur suit. That's right. A centaur suit.
Why?
The original idea was to base all of Mario 3's new power-ups on fantasy creatures. In the end, though, only the Tanuki suit was accepted, which was based off of Japan's mythical giant testicled flying raccoon dogs.
Giant testicled flying raccoon dogs.
Wow. You heard me right. You're never going to look at the Tanuki suit again the same way.
So there was a mythical beast that had huge testicles that would fly around with a raccoon tail and raccoon ears, but it was a dog.
This makes no sense to me.
What
I want to look
do?
It up.
It gives the... What?
Did it just fly around and teabag people?
Yeah. It is the ultimate teabag. And it started with Nintendo. Imagine that.
Hey, Rupert, do you want to go ride the teabag? The teacups?
Teabags?
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 Teabags.
Stay nerdy, universe.